What if expanding and constricting the maxilla every week could actually speed up protraction in cleft patients? Hey guys! Today we're talking about a brand new approach that uses a repetitive weekly cycle of rapid expansion and constriction to help move the maxilla forward in cleft patients. It's a creative technique that might make treatment faster and more effective. Let's see how it works. Today, I want to take you through a fascinating study from 2005 by Eric Liu and Wenqing Cai, published in the Cleft Palate Craniofacial Journal. It's titled A New Protocol for Maxillary Protraction in Cleft Patients, and it marks a turning point in how we think about orthopedic correction of the cleft maxilla. I'll start with the problem. Traditional face mask protraction, even when combined with rapid maxillary expansion, has always been somewhat unpredictable in cleft patients. The circummaxillary sutures are stiff, fibrotic, and simply don't loosen easily. Lian Cai asked a very simple but clever question. What if we could mobilize those sutures more effectively, not by pushing harder, but by alternating expansion and constriction to rock the maxilla loose? That idea became known as ALT-REMEC, short for Alternate Rapid Maxillary Expansion and Constriction. They designed a prospective clinical study with 26 unilateral cleft lip and palate patients, all in mixed dentition and all with maxillary retrusion. The first 16 patients received a conventional one-week rapid expansion at 1 millimeter per day, followed by about 6 months of intraoral protraction using nickel-titanium springs. The next 10 patients followed the new ALT-REMEC protocol, 9 weeks of alternating weekly expansion and constriction cycles, again at 1 millimeter per day, then about 4 months of the same intraoral protraction. Both groups used the same two-hinged expander, a rather ingenious device patented by Liu, and the same non-compliant intraoral protraction, springs generating around 400 to 500 grams of force. The results were remarkable. After the expansion phase alone, the ALT-REMEC group showed twice the forward movement of the maxilla compared with conventional expansion, about 3 millimeters versus 1.5. After the full treatment period, including protraction, the total skeletal advancement at A point was nearly 6 millimeters with ALT-REMEC compared to only 2.5 with the traditional method. Statistically, these differences were highly significant, p less than 0.001. And perhaps even more important, the gains remained stable 2 years later. There was no meaningful relapse. Liu's hypothesis was that these alternating weekly cycles of expansion and constriction acted much like rocking a tooth during extraction, gradually disarticulating the circummaxillary sutures without excessively widening the palate. Interestingly, several patients reported transient discomfort over the nasal and zygomatic areas, a possible clinical sign that the nasomaxillary complex was indeed being mobilized. Cephalometric tracings even showed anterior displacement of the nasal bones. From a biomechanical perspective, the two-hinged expander plays a key role. It doesn't just open transversely, it rotates each half of the maxilla outward and forward around the tuberosities. This produces a more anteriorly directed expansion, avoiding excessive posterior strain and better facilitating orthopedic protraction. Now, as with any study, we have to look critically at the design. It was not randomized, patients were enrolled consecutively, and the sample size was small. There was no blinding, and there's no histologic proof that sutural disarticulation actually occurred. Nevertheless, the cephalometric outcomes were consistent and the statistics solid. Given that all patients used identical appliances and forces, the enhanced results are logically attributed to the ALT-REMEC protocol itself. Clinically, this means that for cleft patients with retrusive maxillae, ALT-REMEC can significantly boost skeletal protraction before alveolar grafting or during early mixed dentition correction. It reduces dependence on patient compliance, shortens treatment time, and achieves stable forward movement of the nasomaxillary complex. But it does require careful monitoring. The cyclic expansions and constrictions can cause discomfort, and appliance control must be meticulous. To sum up, Liu and Zai demonstrated that a simple biomechanical concept, alternating expansion and constriction, could double the skeletal response and triple the protraction effect compared with conventional rapid expansion. Their study remains the foundational evidence for the old RAMEC protocol, showing that efficiency in orthopedic correction often lies not in higher forces, but in smarter mechanics. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.